Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My, my, my. He's certainly in the house tonight. He promised that he would be here. You know, we don't have to feel him. We don't have to have any kind of sensation or anything to know that he's here, because his word declares it. And he cannot lie. But I'm thankful that I can feel his presence too. Amen. Where he's at, there's peace. Where he's at, there's joy. Where he's at, there's deliverance. There's hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we certainly were blessed this morning by the word coming forth, and we believe it's spiritual food in due season. God knows exactly what he's doing. He's in charge. He's already proclaimed what the end result would be. And he's described what his bride would look like. He's told us how she's dressed and how she conducts herself. And it's his job to bring her into that condition. And he does all things well. Amen. I'm so glad that I can trust him tonight for everything. Whether what I'm going through feels good or not, whether it makes sense or not, whether it's hard, whether it's whether the whole world says you must have done something wrong, if you're in his hand, that's the safest place to be. Amen. For all things are working for you. Amen. Well, we're going to invite our brother Timothy to come out again tonight for round two. And we're just excited about what the Lord has for us tonight. We're thankful for our brother yielding to the Spirit and delivering the mail, as it were, this morning. Amen. But here we are again. Did you bring your cup and your saucer, your plate? Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. So we'll sing that song, He Counts the Stars, as our brother makes his way out. He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees each sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the sea. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. You believe that tonight? Let's stand. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name, every step that I take, every time. Amen. Every tear that I cry, he knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. Amen. Let's sing that chorus one more time. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day, well, I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. Yes, he does. He knows my name. I know he does. Yes, he knows my name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap tonight. My brother.
We can do better in giving him a hand offering. Let's do better. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Do it better. Clap it better. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He knows my name. He knows everything about us. He's worthy to be praised. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's our Redeemer. He's our Healer. He's our Provider. And He's our Friend. And He's our Husband. And He's everything to us. Oh, how great is our God. There is none like Him. We are serving the living God. And we are children of the living God. The Most High God is our Father. Oh, what a privileged people we are. What a blessed people we are. The redeemed of the Lord. Let's give a clap of it to Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. 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 Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we have every right to shout hallelujah. We have every right to praise Him. Oh, hallelujah. These people go to the ball games, and before the people come on the field to start playing the ball, they are really rejoicing. Sometimes they are going to beat them. Sometimes their teams will lose. But they come and they rejoice and they clap and they shout. But we know the outcome of the game. We are not going to lose. We are winners. We are winners. He has already won the battle for us. We are on the winning side. We are on the side of the Amen. We have right to rejoice and praise Him. He's so good to us. We have our liberty to praise the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Great Jehovah, we thank you again for all that you did for us on Calvary. For our sakes, you left the throne of glory, the highest of heavens, your majesty. You came down to this earth. You paid the price on our behalf. You died that we might live. You bestowed your righteousness upon us. We are so grateful unto you, Lord, that you choose us in this hour to be recipients of this grace of God, of this light of our day, beneficiary of the rising of the sun. Oh, Master, thank you so much. Lord, there were millions in this world when you pick us out from our families. Lord, from the multitudes, you choose us. You selected us, not for anything that we did, but grace did that for us. And we are grateful for how far your grace has brought us. And once again, we commit ourselves into your hands. Help us, Lord. Take every unbelief out of us. Anoint us with faith. Forgive us our shortcomings. And draw us closer unto thyself. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this morning. Wherever your children met, how you ministered unto them. And we have come again. We pray that you would take us, step us aside, and just minister unto our needs. The prophet said, one word from you means more than 10,000 of our human efforts. So step us out of the sin, and Lord, may you speak through us. May you hear through us. May you believe through us. May you work your will through us. Grant it, Heavenly Father, In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. God bless you, and you are welcome to the house of the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to the second book of Samuel. The second book of Samuel, chapter 5. Second book of Samuel, chapter 5. We'll read from verse 6. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in either. Thinking David cannot come in either. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. And David said, on that day, whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house. So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David. And David built round about from Milo and inward. And David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we please be seated? Praise the Lord. Yeah, so we are happy to be back in the house of the Lord. The prophet said, God goes to church. And the prophet said, it's good to miss a day's pay, a day's work, than to miss church service. Think about it. For you to miss church service, it's better you miss your day's pay. It is very important for us to come to church. Because the scriptures say we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Right. As the manner of some are, and they err from the faith. Some people think, oh, they can do without going to church. But Brother Abraham said, you cannot be a good Christian if you don't go to church. Because Christians go to church. Going to church does not save. Doesn't make you a Christian. But a Christian goes to church. The Christian knows the importance of going to church. And we are not forced to come to church. We love to come to church. It is our choice. It's our will. We love it. The prophet said one time there was a blind man. And he always holds the Bible. And they wanted to make fun of him. They said, blind man, what are you holding? He said, the word of God. The Bible. They said, blind man, you cannot read. He said, but I believe it. Amen. He said, I believe it from sieve to sieve. He said, because on the cover it is written, Holy Bible. So I believe what is written here. He said, I want to show to the devil where I belong to. I am identified with this book. We identify with the Bible, the word of the Lord. I love to carry the Bible. Praise the Lord. I know today we have become so scientific, but I love to carry the Bible. When I was leaving the hotel, pastor was coming for me and showed a couple. They said, what are you holding? Is it the Bible? I said, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. I love to be identified with this book. And I am not ashamed to hold this Bible. I am identified and I believe it. We should not be ashamed to hold this book. Because even to hold it alone is a message. Oh yes. to hold it alone is a message. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to be identified with is the Bible. The prophet said the Bible must always be on top. We should respect it. We should not put any books or sermon book or whatever book upon this Bible. This Bible is always on top. It's above all the books. And to grow as a Christian, he said we must read our Bible and pray every day. And when you come into church, carry your Bible. To show to the devil that this is what you believe. You identify with a group of people that know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is alive. It is real. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Oh, the prophet said the first Adam took life and turned it into death. He said the second Adam took death and turned it into life. And he said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. I am the way and I am the truth. I am the first and I am the last. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the Reuben and the Benjamin. I am the all in all. If you don't believe I am he, you will die in your sins. I am the bread of life. I am the fountain of living waters. I am the all in all. He's everything. The Lord Jesus is everything. He's our kinsman redeemer. He is our friend of Calvary. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world. He paid the price on our behalf. Oh, it's everything to us. That is why he must have the preeminence in our lives. All that we do, all that we say, all that it should be Jesus Christ. When we walk around, when we talk around, whatever we do to express the Lord Jesus. When people see us, they should see Jesus. Because today, we are the Word made flesh. I tell people, when you talk about the written, the epistle of Peter, the epistle of Paul, it should be the epistle of grace today. It should be the epistle of you. Epistle of Timothy. Epistle of grace. We should be the word today. Because Brother Branham says some people will not, many people will not read the Bible. You are the Bible they are going to read. We are the Bible they are going to read. How careful we should be to present Jesus in the right way. Because they were called Christians in Antioch when they saw their lives. When they saw their conduct, when they saw their behavior, said, these people are Christians. They are followers of Christ. They were epistles, written epistles. And that is what we should be today. Epistles that people will look at us and they read the love of God in us. That God will reflect his own life through us. He wants us to yield. He wants us to surrender to him. The prophet said, he, being our Messiah, he said, if we yield ourselves unto him, and the Spirit of God takes control of our lives, we become the Messiah test. The Messiah in a bride form. And that's what we are today. Messiahs, the Messiah test. I want us to encourage ourselves this evening on, nevertheless, David took the stronghold. Nevertheless, David took the strongholds. Praise the Lord. When we speak about a stronghold, it is a place that is fortified. Well fortified. A power base. The final, when the, you know, you talk about the Pentagon. You talk about a place that is secure and well protected. That if danger comes, like today they have the bunkers and that anything, they have bunkers way down the earth, way down the ground. Then they fortify that they can run into it and hide. A stronghold. But the scripture tells us that nevertheless, David took that stronghold. He's talking about Zion. That was Jerusalem. 1,000 years before Christ came in. Before Christ was born. And he said the Jebusites, they dwell in that city. The Jebusites dwell there. On the top of the hill. And when somebody is on the hill and you are done, he's stronger. He has advantage over you. So they live right on top, and this place is fortified with fence, I mean, huge wall around it. A stronghold built and fortified. Hallelujah. The prophet said in the olden days, when they built a city, they built a wall around it. And he said today, when God built a city, when God called us, when God saved us, he built a city, a wall around us. And that is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a wall around us. No wonder the devil said, I know you've made a hedge over Job. So as a Christian, as a believer, there is a hedge, there is a fence. There is a protection over us. Oh God, help us to believe. And when we believe, it will take fear out of us. It will take worry out of us. We know we are secure. We are well protected by the Almighty God. Because it is our Father's responsibility to take care of us. Even animals, they take care of their little ones. They protect their families. When a hawk is flying, the chicken just spread a wings and to cover the children, and it becomes the protection of the little ones. It rests upon them. Every one of them, and it gathers them and it protects them from the enemy. If a chicken have that instinct to protect his little ones, what about Jehovah God? Lord, help us. And that chicken, that hen, when it lays on his little ones and the hawk is coming, sometimes it jump up to fight. To fight the hawk. Push it away. Fight it. Give it all life. To protect a little ones. Thank God that he gave his life to protect us. Oh, how we have to love him and how we have to adore him. Oh, he paid the price for us. The price that no one could pay. He paid with his own life. And do you think, after he has given his life and paid such a price for you and for me, he will leave us uncared for? It's not possible. It's not possible. So just stop. So, you know, oh, does he love me? No, God loves us. And the prophet said, God's love is elective, by election. He elected us. That is love for us. He said, was not Esau Jacob's brother? He said, but I said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. God's love is elective. Think about the millions that are living. Your family. The state of Arizona. And the big nation of America or Africa, anywhere. And God picked me out. And he picked you out. He picked us out. He had my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He wrote your name. He wrote my name. He knows everything about us before we were born. Before anything started, before time started, before anything, way back in eternities, he wrote my name. He wrote your name. And he know what you will do. He chooses it. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. The prophet said, it is not my choice. And it is not your choice to be a Christian. It is God's choice. Oh, Lord. It's his choice for me. It's his choice for you to be a Christian. Woo! He chose me. He chose you. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Not because of our good works. Not because of anything that we have done. By grace are you saved, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Lord, help us to appreciate what grace has done for us. Oh, that he will have the preeminence in our lives. Oh, that we will honor him with all that is in us. That we will love him. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Daddy, we say we are not here by chance. And we are not here by accident. He bought us with his own blood. He paid a price on us. And he gave his life. It is his responsibility to take care of us. And he said, all that my father have given to me, I will not lose one of them. That is why he can leave the 99 and go after one. When one sheep goes astray, he leaves the rest, 99 stay. And he goes out. Oh, and the prophet said, sometimes the shepherd has to stray to find the lost sheep. Because when something is missing, it's lost, you don't know why it is. So you go this way, and you go that way, and you go out of your way to look for that lost one. And he came from glory. And he reached his life. And he reached down. The source, I was sinking deep in sin. Far from the peaceful shore. The master of the sea heard my voice. He stretched his hand and he picked me out. He took us out of the merry clay. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Dear ones in Christ, he deserved the first place. The first place. To have the preeminence in our lives, in our families, in our families, in our individual lives, that every one of us, we come to the spot where we have a personal relationship with him. The prophet said, He said, there is one thing. He said, I have no interest in those things, but I do have an interest in the things of God and people. And if I can get, and if I can accomplish just one thing, I'll be satisfied. That one thing is to see establish a true spiritual relationship between God and man, wherein men become new creations in Christ, filled with his spirit, and live according to his word. I would invite, plead, and warn all to hear his voice at this time, and yield your lives completely to him. Even as I trust in my heart that I have given my all to him. God bless you, and may his coming rejoice your heart. One thing he said, he wants to see that a true relationship between God and man, wherein men become new creations in Christ, filled with his spirit, and live according to his word. That's what he brought the message for. That's what he's here for. That our relationship with Christ will be like this. We don't seek for our own glory. We seek for his glory. We don't want our own wish. We want his will to be done. We want his purpose to be accomplished in our lives, in our families. Once again, remember, he brought us here for a purpose, and it behooves us to find out what purpose he brought us here for. And then we give our all to him. And then we serve him with all our mind and with everything that is in us. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold. And when this Jebusites, when you read in the scripture, you hear and the Philistines fighting and the Hebrews and the Amalekites, but you don't hear much about people fighting the Jebusites. It's a very strong nation. And they live on Zion, Mount Zion. And they were very secured on top. Nobody wants to have anything to do with them. But David, when he became a king, after all the struggles of his life, after all the difficulties in his life, he did not get to the throne easy. Saul was running after him. Not because he did any evil. No. He did not do any evil. He only took the shame from Israel. When the army was in a corner and they could do nothing, then God brought him on the scene to take the reproach. And when the people begin to rejoice, Saul has killed thousands. And David has killed 10,000. It was not David that composed the song. He didn't compose the song. The song came out of victory. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Branham said, one day he went to church, he was sitting down, and a sister was dancing on the floor, rejoicing and praising the Lord. And he said, what is he doing? And he was condemning the woman. And God rebuked him. You are sitting on the seat of the scornful. And then he began, what makes people to dance? And he went to the scriptures. And in any time there is victory, there is rejoicing. If you have a heart victory, you will rejoice. You will dance. You will praise God. Like Miriam, like Moses, they were rejoicing in the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we have victory, we will rejoice in the salvation of our God. Sometimes we become too starchy, too formal. But I want you to know that there is joy in serving the Lord. Some people don't want us to rejoice. Some people don't want us to sing. Some people don't want us to dance. Some people don't want us to worship the Lord. But we will worship our King for the salvation he gave to us, for the healing, oh, for what he did for us, for giving his life so that we will live. Hallelujah. Oh, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Oh, Brother Branham said, when they go to their ball games, they don't see them like wallflowers. They get into the spirit. And they, oh, glory. And they begin to sing. And they begin to sing. And when they get into the spirit, oh, brother, they don't care who is by them, who is not there. They just singing. And sometimes, oh, they get so much into, they get into the field. When it's basketball, they get their body, they everything. If it is boxing, sometimes if somebody be, oh, I'm sorry. Oh yeah, sometimes if it is football, sitting down in the luggage. They get into the spirit. And you know what? When they are in that spirit, even if they are hit, don't worry. Sometimes they don't even feel it. It is after it goes on before. Oh, wow. Somebody was kicking, but they are in the spirit. You see? And they forget about themselves. Why don't we get into the spirit of God and forget about ourselves and consecrate on the Lord and worship the Lord? You are not too big to clap your hands for God. You are not too big to dance for God. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder David was in the spirit and he was dancing and he was jumping and he was leaping before the Ark of the Covenant. He was worshiping until his rope fell down. He didn't care about that. He was just running and praising God and running before the Ark of the Covenant. Because they are bringing the Ark. They are bringing the Ark of God back to his place, to the place that he has prepared. Oh, hallelujah. May God help us to get into the spirit, to worship the Lord, forget about ourselves. Woo. Hallelujah. Because when we get into the spirit, then we can receive the things that are freely given to us by the Spirit of God. It's too much for us, though. Look at this one, he did that. Look at that one, he did this. Forget about that. Amen. I know you will say, next time don't let this brother come here again, but that's fine. At least now that I am here, let me say all that comes from me. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's get into the spirit. Let's open our heart to receive the word. There is joy in serving the Lord. There is joy. There is excitement. The prophet said, don't lose the enthusiasm. Oh, he said, you have to be excited. You have to be enthused about the word of the Lord. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Keep the revival fire burning. The more we surrender, the more it takes control. Let's surrender. Let him take control. Let's get more of him. Let's feed. Feed on the word of the Lord. Because you become what you eat. Read the scriptures. Read the message. And pray. Brethren, we will have no excuse. Because now, when we believe the time I got the message, we don't have sermon books. When somebody get one sermon book and he want to read it, say, brother, when you finish that book, let me have it. And I remember those days, and I take a pen, notebook, and try. We don't even have good tape recorders. So you just listen to the, and then you have to rewind it and play it back. You don't get it. You rewind it. And sometimes the tape would just cut. Oh my God. You have to remove it carefully. We have to take iron to try to iron it, to straighten it up. And you write and sometimes we almost copy a whole sermon book on book. Now we have it everywhere. SD cards and this cards and that cards and computers, and it's on the net everywhere. So what will be our excuse? What will be your excuse? May God help us, brethren, to be up and be doing, to live up to the challenges of this day. For the prophet said, the message of the hour will meet the challenges of this day. If we receive this message, it has been anointed. It has been prepared for us. And when we believe it, the anointing will be upon us and we will defy the age we are living in. We will overcome the challenges of this age, because that is what the message is here for. Oh, you are going to have challenges. We are going to have trials. But by the anointing of God, we will overcome it. Because God has already gone before us and prepared us already to be able to stand in this hour. Nevertheless, David took that stronghold. And they thought, no, he cannot make it. And the Bible said, they said, even the blind and the lame will not even allow you to come in. And the Bible said, thinking that David could not come in. They were thinking, because they were so secure. They felt secure and they felt protected. And it's, it is wasting his time. Maybe others might have tried and they could not make it. They were not able to take it. Others might have tried. Because remember, it was part of the promise that God gave to Israel. Yes, he gave them the whole land of Palestine. Mm-hmm. So it was part of it. And they forget about them. But David, when he became a king, after all the struggles and Saul running after him and running after him, his fear was that David will become king. But God appoints his people, orders his people to their positions. We cannot be what God has not made us. You can only be what God has made you. That's why I said, nobody can take your place. Nobody can take my place. You are one of your kind. You are unique. You are special. Oh, hallelujah. You are special. He made you special for a purpose. There's no need to try to be like anybody. Sometimes, you know, we become more interested in the affairs of other people. And we are not interested in our own lives and what God is doing. Just like Peter, when the Lord called him, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said, yes, sir. No. He said, follow me. Then he looked around and said, but what about this brother? What about this one? Jesus said, what is that to you? If I want him to live till I can, what is your problem? I said, follow me. Sometimes we lose interest in our own. And we look at others and look at this one and it's nice, and you are missing something. You have to look at what God is doing in your life. And appreciate what God is doing in your life. Don't lose courage or don't look down upon yourself. And don't despise the day of small things. Don't despise what God is doing in your life, in your family. Because if you despise the day of small things, you will miss the day of great things. Because greatness is expressed in humility and simplicity. That's why people miss God. Don't make that mistake. Don't lose interest in what God is doing in your life, in your family. It may not be what he's doing somewhere, but you are different, so he's doing something different. Because he's a God of varieties. That's why we are all different here. Different colors, different shape, hair, faces, noses, whatever. We are different. He's a God of varieties. It's not by mistake. God made us what we are for a purpose. So don't lose interest in what God is doing in your family and yourself. Hallelujah. And, oh man. David, after all the troubles, the people sang, and because of their singing, he got in trouble. When he didn't compose the song, the people were just rejoicing. Oh, this brother is wonderful. Oh, that sister. And there are people, they don't even want to hear that. Oh, no, 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 no. If it is not them, then forget. If it is not, then forget. But that is an evil spirit. It's not the spirit of God. Because if it's the spirit of God, we rejoice with one another. When one member of the body rejoices, we rejoice. When one member suffers, we suffer. We bear one another's body. We appreciate the grace of God in the life of each and every one. He didn't make you the way you are by mistake. No, 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 it's not mistake. He has a purpose for it. Like I said to people, he's mindful. And when he said he's mindful, his mind is full of you. Oh, yes. God's mind is full of you. He's mindful of you. That's it. He thinks about you. He plans for you. What can I do for my son? What can I do for my daughter? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You are. He has a record. There is something that has been written about you. He's mindful of that. And he will bring it to pass. Woo. When you think he has forgotten you, he knows when to come on the scene. Oh, you remember the story of Joseph? He has dreams. He had visions that God gave to him. And because of the dreams and the visions, his brothers, they were so much against him. Because, oh, I dreamed this. He didn't know what that was doing to his brothers. Oh, I had another dream. Judah, I had another dream today. He didn't know what was doing to the people. He thought they would be happy. But they were boiling within. Don't be boiling within. Because somebody is testifying. Somebody is sharing the grace of God. Don't be boring. Because something is said, something good is said about somebody. No. That spirit of jealousy is of the devil. Hallelujah. And it's okay, we're going to get rid of this boy. And you know the story and the thing that he went through. How he was casted all from the house of Potiphar and then to prison. And then he has to interpret the dreams. And he told him, when you go, remember me. Remember me. They went and they forgot him. But God has a plan. God has a purpose for it. What would that man do? After he has been in prison, he has come out. What is he going to say to Pharaoh? He said, I'll be careful. I don't want to make any mistake. Because he was thrown into prison. It was just God's grace that brought. He said, I'm an interpreter. I keep quiet. I have to behave wisely now. So what would they do? Even if he has told the king about Joseph, what would the king do? He would not do nothing. But God knew what to do to bring Joseph out. After the suffering and all those things, and his brothers don't even have confidence in him. He went to Potiphar's house, they have to throw him to jail. And everything was happening. But all those things were happening to him because of the plan of God. Because of what God has planned for him. And God has ordained that all through these stages, he will come to the throne. God was molding his character. Nevertheless, Joseph became a ruler. Nevertheless, Joseph became a ruler. Though they forgot Joseph, God did not forget Joseph. And God will not forget you. Oh, I've prayed for this, and I've prayed for that, and I've prayed for that, and I've prayed for that. Oh, yeah. When you pray, believe it. What you pray, do you believe it? You prayed and prayed, but do you believe it? Because when we pray, we should believe that we have it. And we shall receive it. Believe you have it. You receive it already. You accepted it already. And you begin to rejoice. And you begin to thank God. And you shall have it. God help us. That's where he wants us to come to. Brother Branham said, faith waits with patience for the promise to be made manifest. Abraham waited patiently. And if you have faith, you'll be patient. Because he never forsakes, he never forgets any of his own. And he knows what to do. Oh, to change everything over. And then he caused the king to dream. And the king could not, what is happening? What kind of a dream is this? And nobody could interpret it. When God does something, Satan's children cannot interpret that. They could not interpret. The magicians, the wise men of Egypt, they could not interpret. It has to take a prophet of God, a son of God, to interpret it. Oh, hallelujah. I could see when Joseph came from prison, after he has interpreted the king's dream, and the king exalted him, raised him up. And when Joseph is passing, everybody bows. I could see Potiphar and his wife, they bow to Joseph. The woman that threw Joseph into prison, and he thought, yes, because Joseph refused to live in sin. And he lied against Joseph. And they threw the man into jail. Oh, can you imagine that? For nothing that he has done. But God was in it all. To bring Joseph to the place he has planned for him. He said, I know the thought I think of you. I know the plans I have for you. And if he had planned for Joseph, he has planned for me. And he has a plan for you. There are I will bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, Joseph came to power. And his brothers, they have to travel. Saints of God, there is nothing that can stop God from bringing his word to pass. There is nothing. If it is God that spoke or spoke it, if God speaks, he will see to it. He will make a way. He will fulfill his word. Hallelujah. He will see to it. It is not your promise. It is not my promise. It is his promise. I'm not the one that said, I am the Lord that healeth all your... He's the one that said it. You didn't say it. He said it. He's the provider. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. And he knows what to do. Hallelujah. I was in the UK the other time, and a lady came. He was testifying, and she was walking on the road, and there was strong wind. The wind was blowing, and the leaves and everything. Oh, and when the wind settled, something got stuck in the face, a piece of paper. And she picked, what is this? And when she opened the piece of paper, think about it. What was written in it? God loves you. God loves you. This is strange. It was on the paper. The following week, a brother was sharing two tracts, inviting people to church. She met the lady. He didn't know, just give her a tract. Invited. Then he began to look at. After that day, she was baptized. God is God. Let's believe him. He knows what to do. Oh yeah. We should never lose courage. We should never lose courage. Sometimes we even speak to people and it seems they turn it down. Even our loved ones. Yeah. You never know. The prophet said there will be surprises in heaven. He said we will meet people that you never thought you will meet there. He said, people that you might have spoken to and they might have turned it down, but just at the point of death, they make a decision for Christ. Woo, I believe it so much. Because he's God. The infinite God is limitless. It's limitless. You cannot limit him. He's beyond our thinking and our imaginations. Help us to believe, Lord. Amen. Nevertheless, David took that stronghold. He went in and he said to the people, look, if you can't go to the top, if you can't climb the wall, go through the gutters. And he took the stronghold. He fought against it. He was determined. He knew who he was. He knew he has been anointed. He knew he was a chosen vessel of the Lord. God called him and he was anointed by the prophet. And he believed in that anointing. And we have to believe in the anointing that we have received in this day. Nevertheless, even though they laughed at him and they said, you cannot do it. And they were scoffing and calling him all kinds of names. Listen. You have to make choice of what you listen to. You have to make a choice. What you listen to. Because words are spirit. So you must know what you're listening to. Because what you're listening to can put you down or raise you up. This voice is two voices. One will tell you, you are a failure. You cannot make it. You are this and you are that. And one will tell you, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. One will tell you, it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. When it shows, the devil will show you your weakness and your failures, and you have done this, and you have done that, and you have done this, and that, that. The other one said, cast your cares upon me. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Make a choice. You can major on your problems, or you can major on the promises of God. You have to make a focus either on the promises or on your problems. Because as long as we live here, we have problems. So it is up to us to make our choice on what we focus on the promises of God or on your problems. And when you think about your problems and my problems, and you keep going down, 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 and you'll be buried with your problem. When Goliath came and he speaks to the people, give me a man. And they ran back. 40 days, give me a man. And they ran back. And they begin to speak about the greatness of Goliath. He said, oh, that man? Oh, whoa. That man is a fighter. The king was speaking to David about that. Yes, sir. Oh, my son, you see this man? He's like this. He's like that. Look at his size. Look at how big he is. Look, he has fought here. He has fought there. He has fought there. He has been a warrior from his youth. This is what they were talking about Goliath. This was their song about Goliath. But when the king was speaking about that, David said, sir, excuse me, sir. Let me tell you my story. Let me tell you my story. David changed the song. David changed their song. David changed the language. David changed the topic. Put that topic down. Let me bring another topic. And David began to talk about God. Yes, sir. Yeah. Saul was talking about Goliath, and David was talking about God. Yeah. Change the topic. Something that will not edify. Forget. Yeah. Talk about something that will edify. Yeah. Something that will encourage you. Something that will inspire you. Something that will anoint you in the right direction. When they were talking, Goliath has done this, and Goliath was this, and you see all their family, they are like this, and all their family, they are like this. David said, hey, it is time to break that cycle. This cycle must be broken. He said, I don't care what Goliath has done. He said, let me tell you my story. Oh, my story and my song. He said, one day I was in the bush. I was at the backside of the desert. And I was taking care of my father's flock. Then came a lion. And he took one of the sheep. And I ran after the lion. And I stole the lion. And he turned against me. And I grabbed him and I killed him. You did? Yes, I did. How? By the power of my God. To them that believe all things are possible. He said, one day, I was taking care of my father's flock again. And there came a bear. And I ran after the bear and I stole him. And he turned against me. And I grabbed him. And I killed him. You did? Yes, I did. How? By the power of my God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And he said, this Philistine, because he has spoken against the army of God, I will kill him. Amen. The God that delivered me yesterday, last year, that saw me through my challenges, I thought I was dying. I never thought I could cross over. I never thought I could make it. But he took me through. If he did it yesterday, he will do it again. Amen. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, David changed the topic. David began to speak about God. And what you speak about brings anointing upon you. If you're always thinking about your problems and this and that, doctor said, the doctor said what? What did God also say? Good, the doctor said it, but what did God say? I am the Lord that healeth all your diseases. I am God, I change that not. I am God, is there anything too hard for me to do? There is nothing too hard for God to do. Your situation can be changed in the twinkle of an eye. Your problem will be in the twinkle of an eye. In a moment of time. Nevertheless, David took that stronghold. He possessed it. He fought. Oof. God give us grace to know who we are. Even though nobody believed he could do it, but he did it. He went for it. Oh, hallelujah. He fought for it. Listen. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It is the size of the fight in the dog. It is not you and it is not me. It is our God. He uses men. He uses men. He uses men and women, boys and girls, young and old. The Bible told us that Elijah was a man of like passion as we are. The prophet said here, this church ages, let me have something there to read. He that have the seven stars of God. I mean, he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Revelation 3:1. And the prophet said, as this same Lord identify himself with man in the incarnation, he is again identifying himself with man by his spirit within man. These are mine, saith the Lord. The seven spirit-filled messengers are the Lord's. They may be repudiated. They may be questioned. Indeed, to human minds, they may not even seem to qualify. Nevertheless, they are the messengers for their age. God used an Abraham, he lied. He used a Moses, he rebelled. A Jonah, he disobeyed. A Samson, he sinned. A David, he murdered. He also used a Joshua and a Joseph. And those with severe blemishes far outnumbered those whose history seems to be perfect. All were and are is. None dare deny that. He used them by and through the Holy Spirit that he put within them. To their own master, they stood or fell. And in them all was accomplished the sovereign will of God. Let external history attempt to refute this. It still stands. The eternal God still walks among the golden lampstands and sends his messengers by his spirit with the word to the people of every age. He used an Abraham. He was not an angel. He was a man. He was a man like us. Abraham was a man like us. He went to Gerar. He told lie. He said, Sarah, tell them that I am your brother. Because he was afraid. He left his God-given ground. And then Sarah, oh yeah. And they took his wife away from him. Can you imagine that? And he was there in the night. He said, God have mercy upon me. Until the grace of God came down. And told Abimelech. He said, you have taken somebody's wife. He said, no. It's the man's sister. It's his brother. The sister told me that, and the brother told me that. God said, I don't care what they told you. I am telling you that is his wife. He said, but the woman told me that is the brother. I don't care what she told you. I am telling you. He said, but God, you know the integrity of us. That is why I have kept you from touching that woman. Give the woman back to her husband. Restore the woman back. If you don't do it, I will destroy your nation. And God told him after, he said, look, maybe Abimelech said, but the man told lie to me. God said, I don't care. He is my prophet. He's my prophet. Let the man pray for you. Unless Abraham pray for you, your nation is gone. Oh yeah. God used him. God uses Samson. Nevertheless, that man, look at him. He went here, he went there. But he was born for a purpose. Don't look at yourself. If there is sin in your life, repent of it. Because you see Samson praying, Lord, I failed you. But you never fail. One more time. And remember, he killed more people that day than all his life. Even when he could not see, the word of God did not fail. And the word of God cannot fail. Nevertheless, we are born for a purpose. We are here for a purpose. God brought us here for a purpose. And you must know the purpose for which you have been called. And don't look at yourself. Oh, I made a mistake here. Yeah, that's why there is a way to repent. To straighten it up. Lord, forgive me. Help me to go forward. Because the devil will always point you to that one. Look at that. You did this there. I remember they said, one time they said, the devil came to Martin Luther. And he began to show Martin Luther, you did this, you did that, you did this, you did that. Luther said, do you have money? He said, yes, I got plenty that you have that. Bring it. Yeah, a long list. And when he said, Luther said, do you have more? He said, okay, it's over now. Luther took a pen. What did he write? The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Satan, where do you stand? Listen, when we confess our sins is faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. The enemy will want to put you down, but don't let him put you down. Listen to the word of the Lord. Amen. And stop condemning yourself. Oh, I'm not in the number. Who told you? The prophet said, don't let a negative confession come out of your mouth. Don't ever say, I am not a good Christian. Because your body will always obey your confession. But you can say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do better and I will do better. Nevertheless, listen. With all the shortcoming of David, even though they said he could not do it, nevertheless he did it. Don't you want God to write a nevertheless in your own biography? As it was written in the life of David, nevertheless. And somebody said, never the least. You are not the least. And he said, let the witch say, I am strong. Nevertheless, he took it. Oh, hallelujah. And listen, Elisha and Elijah. Elijah was to be taken away. Elijah said to Elisha, ask what you will before I go. I'm going. Ask what you will. And Elijah looked at his master. He said, master, I want double portion. Huh? Double portion of your spirit. That's what I want. Elijah said, my son, you have asked something that is hard. Nevertheless. It is hard. It's not easy to get double portion. Nevertheless. If you see me when I'm going, you will get it. Nevertheless. Nevertheless is when there is challenge, there is difficulties, there is problems. When there is failures, when there is trial, when there is beyond you. When the thing, this man is going to die, that woman cannot make. Nevertheless, when you are put down and beat down and beat down and beat down, nevertheless, the Bible says, out of weakness, they became strong. Amen. They tend to fight the armies of the aliens. They chase their enemies. Nevertheless, when Nehemiah came to build the walls, they said, what you are doing, nothing can come out of that. Even if a fox stand on it, it will fall. Their enemies discouraged them. You cannot make it. Nevertheless, he built a wall. Amen. Nevertheless, praise the Lord. And I just think about the Six-Day War. When 13 hostile nations came against Israel, since they came to Palestine, it has been war. They had a small land. And every day they fight, they get forward. They take more lands. 1967, 13 nations came against them. Against that small nation. And they fought. They thought, we're going to destroy them. When they were declared a nation, a day after they were declared a nation, the nations around them, their enemies, came against them. They wanted to push them to the sea. Nevertheless, Israel resisted them. Israel stood against them. And Israel defeated them. 1967. When the nations came around Egypt and the rest of them, we're going to destroy this nation. They said their determination is to destroy Israel. That small nation that God brought back to that land. They came against them. In 6 days, Israel defeated all of them. And they took East Jerusalem. 2017 was 50 years Jubilee. 50 years Jubilee. And the nations have refused to recognize Jerusalem as their capital. It has been in the record of America since 1995. To recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And president after president and after president keep deferring and deferring and deferring. Yeah. But 50 years, Jubilee. Yeah. Jubilee. Yeah. There came a president. Oh, yes. And it's whether he will do it or do it. And the nations were threatening. And the enemies, if you do it, there will be war. But God's anointing came down. Oh, hallelujah. God knows how to bring his word to pass. And nobody thought it could be done. But he said, we recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It has been done. It has been said. It has been spoken. It was written. And the anointing came down and it has been declared. Nevertheless, with all the talking and the tracking, it has been done. Dear ones in Christ, you can also have your nevertheless. What did Peter said? We have taught through the night. Nevertheless. We've tried it. We've gone to hospitals. We've tried this and tried that. Nevertheless. At your word. I will do it again. You can have your own nevertheless to break that cycle. You can have your own nevertheless. They thought it could not be done. They thought it could not be done. They thought David could not do it, but David did it. And whatever the enemy think about us, we are here to fulfill the word of the Lord. That it will be said, nevertheless, you overcame. No matter what battles and trials and difficulties you have gone through, nevertheless, we are standing today by his grace. Nevertheless, we are moving forward. Nevertheless, we are possessing our inheritance. We are possessing the ground. Little by little. We are going forward. When God sent a prophet, they said to Brother Brown, who will listen to you? In this modern world, who will listen to you? The prophet said, if God sent me to preach, he will give me people to believe. Nevertheless, here we are today. Oh, he was not educated. Fine. Education has nothing to do with salvation. Oh, yeah. Hey, Brother Brown did this. Elijah also had a shortcoming. Brother Brown was not an angel. He was a man. Abraham was a man. Moses was a man. Elijah was a man. David was a man. Oh, yeah. They were men of like passion as we are. But God used them. He had nothing to do with their ministries. God used them. And we talk about them. And we refer to them. And we call them here and there. So what's your problem? If you live in the days of Moses, you'll find fault with Moses. If you live in the days of David, you'll find fault with David. If you live in the days of Abraham, you'll find fault with Abraham. If you live in the days of Moses, you'll find fault with Moses. If you live in the days of Noah, you find fault that the man, after all, he got drunk. Nevertheless, God used them. And I'm saying to you, God can use you too. God can use you. God can use any of us. Whoever will surrender to him. Whoever will yield to him. Whoever will commit himself to him. Whoever we accept his promised word, is the pardon that he gives to us, and we receive it and walk according to the word, he will use us. Amen. This is our day. Amen. God has not stopped working. Amen. God is still working. Amen. He wants people that will surrender to him. Amen. Then you can have a nevertheless. Amen. Nevertheless. You can have your nevertheless. You can possess the land. You can possess the land. You can possess your inheritance. As our fathers did. This is our day. This is your day. This is our time. To break the cycle. Like Gideon. Like our fathers. Brother Branham did it. And this is our day. It's not Brother Branham against you, now you. God is looking at you. What are you going to do with your own promise? What are you going to do with your own promise? For everybody must possess his own inheritance. When he gives the inheritance to the tribe of Israel, every tribe has to possess their inheritance. And you have to possess your inheritance. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold. And the Bible says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. You can pull down every stronghold and enter the land and enter your promise and take your position as a son of God, as a daughter of God, as a child of the King. God be with us. Nevertheless, we can take the land. We are more than able. Though there are giants, there are enemies there, there are fighters there, there might be Jebusites there, there might be Amorites there, of sicknesses, of diseases, of denominations, of creeds, of traditions and superstitions and things that the doctor said cannot be done. But nevertheless, whatever the doctor says, whatever how they look with scientific machines and x-rays and whatever, and they look, said, this is there. Nevertheless, I am God that healeth all your diseases. My God is able to take it out of that place. To make tumors to disappear. My God is able. Oh, hallelujah. Nevertheless, don't you want a nevertheless in your life? To be part of your biography. That nevertheless, my son did it. My daughter did it. My son, that family, though they were so down, though they were so low, and nobody thought anything could be done, nevertheless. God bless you, church. May God anoint us in this year, this 2018, to possess more land, to possess more land, to possess more land, to possess more land, to take our land, to take the promises, to fight forward, to move forward. Oh, hallelujah. To inherit the land. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the enemies. We should not be afraid. We should know that God brought us here. No nation can push Israel out of that land today. Russia was in Syria the other day. But Israel, they kept their eye. Any movement they see with arms movement, they send their jet fighter, blast it. He said, Russia or no Russia, we watch over our land. We will not allow any movement that will threat our lives, will be threatening to us, to make us insecure. Say no. They are there today. They are watching. And we must be watching. We must be on our toes. Brother Brown said, we must toe with the devil, toe the mark with him, boot by boot, as soldiers of the cross. May God be with us, church. May God help us this year to do more for Jehovah, to be more committed, to be more surrendered, to be more prayerful, for him to have the preeminence that each and every one of us we have through apostolic experience. Oh, and get closer and closer and get refilled and get re-anointed and give all glory to Jehovah God. Nevertheless, that it will be said about you. Nevertheless. God bless you. Shake hands with somebody and say nevertheless. Tell somebody nevertheless. Nevertheless, we are more than able. Nevertheless, we will make it. Nevertheless, God bless you. Challenges or no challenges, trials or no trials, sickness or no sickness, problems or no problems, nevertheless. Amen. Amen.